Travis was talking last week about, what were you talking about last week? It just went out of my head. Oh, tradition and different things and testifying in church, which we don't do much anymore. And we just say, well, everybody knows my testimony. We've been going to church together forever, ever. Talking to Phil the other day, he was telling me that he's getting ready to do a tradition that's in his house of putting his village together. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's just one of these little villages. I use the houses, the Dollar Tree. Sells for a dollar. I've probably got about 80 of them.
Wow.
And I like to set them up on the Christmas tree. I've done it for a number of years, but several years ago, or two or three years ago, my grandmother, Addison, had come out and she was putting the houses under the tree. And I was happy to see her liking to do something that I liked. Earlier this year, my other granddaughter, who's 7 years younger, Avery, who's 10 this year, asked if she could help put out the Christmas village under the tree. And so I'm in the process now of getting everything set up. She's supposed to come on Tuesday, and I'll be able to watch her continue that tradition.
Yeah. I mentioned last week in one of the scriptures about why it's important for us to hand down our faith to our children and our grandchildren. And I said, what a wonderful thing that the children come and say, hey, this is something special. I want to learn how to do that. I want to be a part of it. And I think it's so cool. Anybody else have a special tradition that that you've got coming up for Thanksgiving and the Christmas season? Something that children and grandchildren come to know you as a person of faith and celebrate and honor you for your giving. Yeah. I know we all have some, so I'm grateful for that.